This is George Blavik. Today's date is November 29th, 1973. Time is 3 o'clock p.m. I will be interviewing Mrs. Swincicki of Bay City. Topics to be discussed are how she met her husband, his job in coal mine, what mine, his job as conductor of a streetcar, and his run as streetcar conductor. Mm-hmm. How did you meet your husband, Mrs. Swincicki?
Oh, how did I meet my husband? Well, one of my friends was getting married in on the, you know, township, and I stood up for her, for him, and well, the guy she was getting married with.
I see.
It was her, his brother, and that's how I not know to know him. He used to live in Beaver.
Oh, what was his job then when you met him?
Huh?
What did he do when you met him?
Oh, in Beaver?
What did your husband do? What did he do then when you met him?
Oh, that was his job, testing for a coal.
Test for coal.
Mm-hmm. You know, he had his own testing machine, you know, and it was his brother, Ron Crump, and that's all I know. That's the time I met him.
Oh, they used to go around the different mines and testing coal?
No, he tested, no, not in the mine. He tested for coal where the coal is.
Oh, he drilled for samples.
Drilled for coal, yeah.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Remember what year you met him?
Yeah, 1906.
And what year did you get married?
I met him January 1906, and I got married in November 1906.
I see. Mm-hmm. All right. So, did you remember what year your husband started working in the coal mine?
The minute we moved in Bay City, I wanted to move in Bay City, so I married him because I didn't want to live out on the farm because I didn't care for a farm, so I moved to Bay City, and he started to work in Watcher Mine, I believe that was, around Saginaw over here, first time. 1907.
I
moved over here to Bay City, bought this home here.
I see. What job did he do in connection with the coal mine when you moved here in Bay City? The same thing as before?
What
testing
did he
coal? What did he do in the coal mine?
He was, bus driver, what would it mean? He didn't drill. Driving moon and taking the coal out from the entries, you know.
Okay, I see. Mm-hmm. And what mine did he work at?
Well, he worked a lot of mines. He worked at Watcher Mine and Monitor Mine, whatever they call it, Auburn Mine.
Yeah.
For 30 years, I guess, he was a miner. Then after 1943, he moved to Chevrolet. The mine was closed that time.
1943. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what wage he got?
Huh?
Do you remember what wage he got, either in percent coal or per 8-hour day?
Oh, he only got $2.50, I guess, an hour.
$2?
I mean, $2.50 a day.
$2.50 a day.
Yeah, that time, you know. That was good wages.
Yeah.
$2.50 a day.
Did you feel scared when your husband went in the mine?
Yeah, I was scared?
Yeah, were you scared when he went in the mine?
No, he didn't mind.
Were you scared, though?
I don't think he was.
How about yourself? Were you scared?
No.
Did it bother you at all when he worked in the mine?
It didn't bother me at all.
Nice.
Then after that, well, the mine closed up, then he was starting to work at Chevrolet.
I see.
For 9 years, I guess, he worked in Chevrolet.
What kind of fuel did you use in your home when your husband was working in the coal mine? Did you use coal in your house here?
Oh, yeah.
You lived in this house when he worked in the coal mine?
Oh, yeah, when we bought it. Well, we moved to his brother from my farm, from my dad, and he wanted the guy to get him a job in coal mine, because I wanted to move to Bay City to have my own home, and he says, then my cousin got him a job to mine and sent after him, and that's why he come to Bay City and moved.
What year did you move here?
Huh?
What year did you move in the house?
Oh,
here?
In 1907.
1907.
Mm-hmm. 1907, June the 24th.
Did you use coal to
yeah,
heat the house?
Yeah, we used coal for 30 years.
I see.
Maybe meant he worked in the mine for 30 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So do you remember that your husband started working for a streetcar, a conductor of a streetcar?
Yeah. That's, 1914.
He started working in 1914.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Then he worked on the street car and went back to mine again.
Oh, he went back to mines.
After that, yeah.
What run did he have as a streetcar operator, you remember?
When he quit?
What run did he have here in Bay City? You know, this. Which way did he... Did he have this side of the river or the other side of the river or what?
No, he had south. He's South Farragut.
South Farragut?
Mm-hmm.
How long was he on that run?
Oh, I should say, let me see. When my son was born, the last one. Well, he quit, then went back to mine again. See?
Oh. Did he always have this?
1923, 1922.
I see.
He went back to mine again.
Did he always have the same run here in South Farragut, or did he move around?
No, he had this run. Once in a while, he was on the west side.
Do you remember what kind of wage he got as a streetcar conductor?
But no. Not much that time. Didn't pay much. I wouldn't know.
He made better wages in the mine than streetcar operator, huh?
I wouldn't know. Something like that, not much more, I guess.
Okay. Do you remember what the fare was for a streetcar? How much it cost? You remember how much it cost to ride a streetcar then?
Oh, I would say a nickel or something
nickel?
That time.
Yeah.
Because he once in a while he'd give me some chips, you know.
Yeah. See, the electric cars took over the horse buggy pulled streetcars in 1887. And the buses took over in 1921. Which type of transportation do you like better, the buses or the streetcars?
Which one?
Yes, the buses or the streetcars.
Streetcar, you believe?
You like the
buses at that time?
I mean, but the buses took over for the streetcars. Did you like the buses better than the streetcars?
Oh, if I did.
Yes.
Yeah, I did, because it was a little bit, you know, once in a while I could go.
Buses were
free.
Better.
My husband worked there. He was a motorman.
Oh, you liked the streetcars. I
mm-hmm.
see. That's good.